Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Jesse, not long ago, we had a podcast where we learned how the real-life friendship between Katie Lee and Will Ryan informed Connie and Eugene's friendship on the show.
Yeah, you know, those guys have been bickering for decades, and I don't think they're going to be letting up anytime soon. If I remember right, that podcast sounded a lot like a scene from Odyssey.
Yeah, but those two aren't the only duo who knew each other before they started working with us. Today, we're talking to another set of friends, Kelly Stables and Natalie Lander.
Kelly is Olivia Parker, and Natalie is Zoe Grant. They've been buddies on the show since 2015's Take It on Trust, and they've been friends in real life for longer.
Now, the relationship on Odyssey is about to be put to the test. Let's talk to them about these developments, how their camaraderie comes through during recording, and about another pair of girls they play on the show. Kelly and Natalie, we've had you both on the podcast before, separately, but since we're talking about Olivia and Zoe's friendship today, it just seemed fitting to have you on together, so welcome.
Thank you.
Our fans may be surprised to know that before your time on Odyssey, you two knew each other personally. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, we go way back.
Natalie, I don't even remember, I don't remember where we met or how we met, do you?
I think we met at a musical theater audition.
Oh,
I want to say in the early 2000s. Okay. And we both bonded
out because
we were under 5 feet.
Right. That is a club. A lot of people don't know about this club unless you're in the club. Instant friends. Short girls are instant friends. We find out such things like where you get your jeans hemmed.
Yes.
Which children's department sell clothing that look like adult clothing?
if you share the same shoe size, that's a bonus.
Oh, close to bestie, instant besties.
Instant.
I love that. Well, online, it says that the only project that you've worked on together is a video game called Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam, where you both played, and I quote, rando female skaters.
Yeah.
Well, actually, generic female skaters, but, you know, that can't be the only place you've acted together outside Odyssey, is it?
I don't think Kelly and I even knew that we both did that game.
Was a surprise. I've never seen that video game. Listen, when you're an actor, work is work is work. And if someone says, would you like to be generic / random female skateboarder, you say sure.
That's right.
But like, you record that separately, so I had no idea Natalie was featured in that.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are both terrific actresses, so you can create chemistry even with someone you don't know, but it has to help when you have a history, right?
Definitely. I mean, I think it helps that when you not only have a history, but you just genuinely enjoy the person. Like, I feel like every time I get to see Kelly and work with her, we just can't stop laughing, and we're so probably obnoxious to you guys. But we just have the best time together.
Yeah, it's helpful to us. It might not be so helpful to the people who like have to keep the ball rolling as far as getting the work done, because we would love to just talk all day and hang out and laugh and stuff.
So how does that history help your relationship as Zoe and Olivia? Especially early on.
Well, I think that Zoe and Olivia developed a really cool friendship in school. And so it's nice that when we're coming into, we see a script and we're reading it and we already have a relationship established. You know, friends do things, you know, as you become friends with someone, you guys, you know, tend to laugh the same, or you kind of have like a similar like way because you're bonded, right? As like a friendship. So I think those elements play into Zoe and Olivia's friendship naturally. I think it just kind of carries over.
Yeah. And we're super comfortable with each other, which, you know, in a friendship like Olivia and Zoe's that's been so long, it helps that we have that comfort. Like, we've been friends for a long, we really have been friends. We've probably been friends longer than Olivia, Zoe have even been alive.
Yeah, this is true.
Looking back at the episodes you've been in together, Has there been a memorable one that stands out to you, or maybe a scene that sort of has defined your friendship on the show?
So many of them are so fun, but I really love the new episodes that we've been recording, where Olivia is kind of going through her crisis of faith, and the girls are connecting on a very different level than they've ever connected before.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Natalie. You know, there's the expression that something like, oh, I get expressions very wrong. This is probably not right. But it's something along the lines of, like, the wind makes the branches of the tree stronger. It's the resistance that they have to build that's going to strengthen the branches of a tree. And like with any relationship, sometimes when you go through trials and you go through hardship, when you're going through it, it is not fun and it's really difficult. But if you get through it, it actually strengthens the relationship. And so it's neat to see and to be a part of this girl's journey through these hard times, because, you know, there's nothing like a good friend.
Yeah. You guys have played Zoe and Olivia for a number of years now. Which aspects of your own personalities have slipped into those characters?
Natalie and I are both on the dramatic side.
What?
We're both silly, and we like to laugh, and we like each other, and we do tend to be drawn towards the dramatics.
Yeah, I love how Zoe is really... she's starting to kind of, you know, move from just sort of like a kind of uptight, you know, school newspaper reporter who's on her beat to, you know, having her own sort of sarcasm and sense of humor, I feel like, that's coming with her, especially when she's talking to Jay. Zoe does not put up with that, and I feel like that's a little more Natalie coming through. Hello.
Okay, Kelly, I have to ask this. What's something that you know about Natalie that our audience doesn't know?
Natalie has an incredible singing voice.
Nice. Yes.
We haven't been able to exploit that yet. We might have to come up with a script that has you singing, Natalie.
Yet. Yeah, she has an incredible singing voice, and she's a phenomenal improviser.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, Natalie, let's turn the tables here. How about something about Kelly that our audience doesn't know?
Well, this is embarrassing.
Oh, boy.
Because Kelly has an incredible singing voice. And she's such a dynamic musical theater performer. And so, so funny. So
we actually did hear Olivia sing in the club show, Always Do Your Bestish. Do you remember that, Kelly?
Yes, I had to. I think I sang a bit of Ave Maria.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think it was in top form.
I don't know. It was awfully good. Well, our writers now have new fodder. I think we may. And you know, of course, Gregory Jabara is a Tony Award-winning actor who has sung on the show. I see another musical in the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Here's a bit of trivia. Zoe and Olivia are not the only duo you play on the show. In the club episode Badges of Honor, we hear a pair of friends named the Marcies. How did you two end up playing those characters, and how did you come up with the voices?
I mean, that was just magic. That happened on the spot. I love the Marcies. I think they need their own spin-off series.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just kind of like, it just came out of us by accident, I think.
Yeah. I think you're right. We're just like reading it through, and we read it to be funny, and then they're kind of just stuck.
It worked.
It did work.
Right? Sometimes those unexpected things are the best. And speaking of unexpected, here's my favorite part of the show, where we do something completely random called our
TRQ.
That's totally random questions submitted by one of our fans.
Yes.
And this one was sparked by a fan who goes by the name of Electricity. So...
Electricity.
This is going to be a good one.
I use electricity every day.
Yes. Well, here, Electricity asks, do you have any pets?
Oh.
Oh.
Kelly, the ant farm doesn't count. We heard about that one before.
Oh, bummer. Well, we've moved on.
Okay.
We have moved on. The pets we have now are a frog named Grill, and because we found him on our barbecue grill.
Natalie?
Wow. Well, we don't have any pets right now, but my husband and I are in the process of trying to adopt a dog. And let me tell you guys, it is really competitive to try to adopt
really?
A dog.
Do you have one in particular that you're what breed are you looking at?
Really any breed. And we've been going through different rescues. I do have a slight allergy, just a skin allergy to dogs. So something that's mixed with a hypoallergenic dog would be ideal. But the demand right now is so high for dogs, mm-hmm. which is great. But so it's just been hard to, you know, get through. But I do kind of feel like the right dog will work out when it's supposed to.
Very good.
Oh, how cute.
Well, this may feel random too, but do either of you have a skill that you would like to see us showcase on Adventures in Odyssey, maybe aside from singing?
Oh, my tap dancing skills? No, I'm kidding.
My miming skills? No.
Miming is great on radio, yes. Juggling maybe?
The microphone.
I don't have many skills other than the acting and singing, I feel like.
What we hear is what we get.
Yeah. My only other skill set is like crafting. And that, again, does not translate through the microphone.
I'm good at shopping and things like that.
Maybe work that in.
Bargain
I like
hunting.
I do love a bargain.
You mentioned this earlier about the challenging time your friendship is going through right now on the show. I was just wondering, what kind of advice do you have for kids who might be dealing with the same challenges or something similar in their own friendships?
Yeah, I really think that communication is so important. So whether you can talk to the person you're actually having some sort of a conflict with in an open, honest way, but if you feel like you can't, that talking with an adult or a mentor or a pastor or a doctor, whoever, or a teacher, whoever you feel comfortable with. I think, you know, if we start communicating our feelings, they sort of lose the charge, essentially.
Yeah, I think it's normal, and I think it's natural for any relationship to go through ups and downs, and also to acknowledge, you know, that sometimes friendships change and sometimes your friends change and sometimes you change and your friends don't change with you and vice versa. And that's okay. So I think just remembering, you know, who you are it is important and to know, you know, what you stand for and what you believe and to surround yourself with a group of great people because we're only human. You know, we're all going to make mistakes, and so it's important to try to forgive each other, but, you know, just keep moving forward and don't lose sight of who you are.
Okay. Well, as we bring this in for a landing, of course, we're talking a lot about the tension that Olivia and Zoe are having right now. Many of our listeners to the radio broadcasts of the show have not heard that element yet to this particular series that we're in. They just heard Higher Than Our Ways on the radio. That's the episode where one of the teachers at Zoe and Olivia's school dies in a ski accident. Can you give us a little preview of what's ahead that creates some of that tension?
I mean, I think, you know, for myself personally, losing someone close to me recently, I can kind of understand what Olivia is going through after losing her teacher and how she has a lot of questions and what that brings up for her in her evolution as a human being moving forward now after that experience.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is hard when you... When things happen in life that don't seem fair to us at this moment, our human's perspective, it doesn't seem fair. And so it's okay to have those human thoughts and feelings where this does not seem fair. And so Olivia's working through those for the first time. And as a result, Zoe knows who she is, as I was talking about knowing who you are. And she's kind of has her 2 feet on the ground. So when Olivia is shaken a bit by it, you know, Zoe's there to help remind Olivia, you know, who she is in her heart and who she's always been. And that's what is so special about great friends is, like I said, we're only human. There's going to be times where we kind of stray from the path a bit. And thank God for friends who remind us who we are, who hold your hand and gently lead you back to you know, to God and to a sense of like being, you know, just being okay when things get hard.
For this series about Olivia's wrestling with her faith, it's a 6-episode arc. And one of the neat things about it, in my opinion, is that it's written really well and that you can kind of understand both girls' perspectives. Did you, as you were performing the scene, have sort of that appreciation for the writing, not rushing through this, but really exploring some of the ins and outs of the challenges that those two girls are feeling?
I for sure did. You know, Olivia does have a strong faith, and that is very real. And when she's really shaken, I really appreciated that the script didn't get it all, you know, problem, I got a problem, I'm wrestling with my faith, and it's all wrapped up in, you know, 25 minutes. Because in real life, you go through, you know, stages in your life. There are a long time when you're wrestling with something that important, questioning your faith. Who are you? What do I believe? Is everything I thought that I knew was right in this world? Is it actually right? Those are big questions. And and you know, can change the course of someone's life. And so I thought it was really cool that the scripts allowed time for her to really work through those real thoughts and real feelings. And it wasn't dealt with lightly.
Wow. That's a great way to wrap up this podcast. And I just can't thank you enough, Kelly and Natalie, for just what you brought, the range you brought to this podcast. Poignant moments, laughter, friendship. Just kind of perfectly describes you guys and the characters. So, again, really appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having us. We love being together. This was so fun.
We need more of the Marcies, and I'm just going to really... I'm going to start a petition. It will be... I don't know what you do after a petition gets signed. It might just be my signature, but...
I'll sign it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Well, both of you, thank you so much. And we do look forward to seeing you both together in the same room again very, very soon.
Sounds great.
Those two are so much fun. You can hear our other podcast interviews with Kelly and Natalie at our website, adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast.
And you can hear them together in several episodes on Album 71, A Slippery Slope. The whole album is available in the club on CD and download.
And it's airing on the radio right now. Higher Than Our Ways aired last weekend, and Triple Decker Sunday picks up right where we left off.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey, Olivia isn't herself these days.
It's Olivia. Ever since Mr. Norton's funeral, she's been... I don't know.
I wanted to ask if you were ready for Sunday night.
You asked me to give my testimony. I forgot. What are you going to say out there? Whatever I need to say. You're going to fake it. Yes.
Find out what's happened to Olivia on the next Adventure in Odyssey.
Well, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Our website is adventuresinodyssey.com.
You can join the club at aioclub.org, or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
It's time to level up. Give your kids a safe, faith-focused, and biblically-based community, and so much more. Join the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Club members get on-demand access to the exciting Adventures in Odyssey series, including more than 900 episodes. With faith-building activities, parental controls, and a safe online community, the Adventures in Odyssey Club could be your best adventure yet. Learn more and start your free trial at adventuresinodyssey.com/radio.